This year marks the 80th anniversary of the very first female Grand Marshal of the Tournament of Roses Parade. We'd like to take a look back now to 1933 and the woman who embodied the iconic and ambitious spirit of the Grand Marshal, Mary Pickford. Mary Pickford grew up in Toronto, Canada, and began her theater career at age 7 to help support her widowed mother and family. She was paid only $8 a week and fell in love with the stage. She traveled the country performing in small theaters and learned to negotiate with producers and boarding house owners. By age 12, Mary was the family breadwinner. After years touring Canada and the United States and a stint on Broadway, Pickford made it to Hollywood and was put under contract at Biograph. From there, it was only a matter of time before this Canadian beauty became America's sweetheart.
For actors like Mary Pickford, young actors, unknown actors, they didn't put their name on the marquee. They didn't even often put the name. They didn't have credits. They didn't think of actors like Mary Pickford as important. So people began to ask for her by name or by looks. They would ask for the girl. They called her the girl with the curls, the girl with golden curls, the Biograph girl. And eventually, at the company she was at, it was thought that this is a great idea, we should start advertising her. And eventually her name was the first to appear above the name of the title of the film.
UCLA film history professor Erin Hill.
Yeah, she was a real pioneer in terms of salary negotiation and in terms of asking for what she thought she was worth as an actor. So she did this first with D.W. Griffith. She then, you know, she later did it with Adolf Zukor. She eventually left Paramount and Zukor because he was unwilling to meet her salary demands and went to First National, where she was offered $350,000 per film. And eventually she was one of the founders of United Artists because she wanted more power over her career. She wanted more power over her stardom, and she wanted more power over the profits of her films.
The United Artists Studio was formed by Mary Pickford, Charlie Chaplin, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith as a way for the artists to control their own interests and pull away from the powerful studio system.
Meet the royal family of the movies. Fairbanks, Pickford, Chaplin, and D.W. Griffith, the famous director. Here they are in a little business conference, signing on the dotted line. These four were easily the biggest names in pictures in the early days. A quartet that will always hold a high place in Screenland's Hall of Fame.
United Artists was a really important company in terms of film history because eventually people in the film industry started to see the kind of sense of this kind of distribution model. It foundered after its first few years because it was very difficult for such a small group of artists to fund that kind of distribution. And they would have, you know, filmmakers come in and then often drift away. But eventually, you know, Daryl Zanuck took over, and then later Pickford and Chaplin, who were the remaining kind of participants in United Artists, gave a team called Krim and Benjamin permission to run their distribution model, which was basically independent financing independent films, which is one of the ways that we see a lot of the great films that are made today. So this kind of model that they founded eventually led to kind of the successful model that we have today, for especially for really good films, because you pick a great film and then you finance it.
Pickford was a savvy businesswoman living in a man's world. Her power and position allowed her to give other women the same opportunities.
Her star power allowed her to sort of champion women and work with women frequently. One of the women she worked with most frequently was Frances Marion, who is one of the most successful and famous screenwriters of all time. And it was Pickford's championing of Frances Marion that, and Frances Marion's then championing of other women that really advanced this whole group of women in Hollywood. After her retirement, she continued to contribute to Hollywood and to the film industry through her involvement with United Artists as a producer and as a controlling kind of owner of that company, and through her work in the motion picture industry in those organizations. And all of these things make Mary Pickford so incredibly important today for film history. And she really changed the face of the film industry in America, but also of Hollywood and of Los Angeles.
Mary Pickford was the first artist to have her name in marquee lights. the first star to place her handprints in the cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater, the first actress to receive a percentage of a film's earnings, and the first woman to step into the role of Grand Marshal of the Tournament of Roses Parade.